T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 8:03 Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being along with us. I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Mai Martinez. It's a beautiful start to the day, and we're heading into a very summer-like weather pattern over the next few days. Let's get the story now live from AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Yeah, Mai, the question I've been getting, does this surge into this really warm, hot conditions mean that we're going to have a long, hot summer? Well, the short answer is no. AccuWeather actually called for this surge in temps that we're seeing now at the end of our spring forecast. But as we turn to June, which is the beginning of what we call meteorological summer, our long-range forecast is for these temperatures to stay like this into the first few days of June, but then actually ease off the pedal. There'll be ups and downs likely through the start of July, and our long-range team thinks while there will be warm spells like this in July and August, they will come like this one does without much humidity. So we'll be watching the early surge of heat and also poor air quality issues that we have today and through the week. We'll talk about that as we go through the day. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
With the above-average temps on the way, the Chicago Office of Emergency Management and Communications reminding residents and visitors resources are available to help deal with the effects of the heat. OEMC says it will continually monitor weather conditions with the National Weather Service and will issue alerts or advisories and warnings in the event of extreme conditions. Residents can get the latest updates on heat advisories and weather emergencies by registering at notifychicago.org, checking OEMC social media pages, downloaded the Chicago OEMC app, or staying tuned right here to WBBM News Radio.
Developing right now in Joliet, police have issued a shelter-in-place order in the area near Taylor Street and Midland Avenue while authorities are conducting a manhunt on the city's west side. Police are said to be looking for 6 people who ran from a stolen vehicle that was used in other crimes. Area schools have been delayed. We are working on getting more information on the possible arrest of one of those suspects. Stay tuned to WBBM throughout the morning for the very latest on this developing story.
The first phase of demolishing the former Arlington Park racetrack starts today. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the details.
It's out with the old and potentially in with the new as the Chicago Bears look to build a stadium on the Arlington Heights property. The village approved a permit for phase one of demolition, which includes removing the interior of the 6-story grandstand plus the office and jockey building. Another permit to fully tear down the buildings along with 2 entrances and other racetrack structures is still pending approval. Those traveling in and around the park can expect increased traffic this week with dozens of trucks going back and forth from the site each day. That's the latest from Arlington Heights.
Although Chicago's Wilbur Wright College wasn't expected to temporarily start housing migrants until Thursday, several hundred are already there. Channel 7 reports more than 300 migrants were bused to the site on Sunday. Use of the college site has been met with some opposition from people living in the area. More than 9,000 migrants have been sent to Chicago. About half of them are being housed in city-sponsored shelters across the city.
Several people are recovering after being pepper sprayed at Great America.
Authorities in Gurnee say at least 2 people had to be transported to Advocate Medical Center in Libertyville after pepper spray was deployed at the amusement park last night. Firefighters received a call just before 7:30 that someone used pepper spray near the entrance to Six Flags. At least 4 people were sickened by the substance. It's unclear at this time why the pepper spray was used, although there are reports that police had searched for someone inside the park after the incident. Authorities are continuing to investigate. Dave Berner, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Metra Commuter Rail Service says some schedule adjustments are taking effect today on 2 of its busiest lines. The changes will impact Metra's Union Pacific West and Northwest lines. Metra says the adjustments will better reflect operating conditions and service patterns most beneficial to riders. They include changes in some departure and arrival times, additional stops at some stations, and in some cases, what platform passengers use to board the trains. You can view the complete list of Metra's changes on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
The Chicago Botanic Gardens gotten the largest single donation in its more than 50-year history.
$21 million from the Dagani Foundation will allow the garden to continue its conservation work, says Chief Scientist Kay Havens.
It's really going to allow us to build out both our seed bank and our pollen bank. These are ways to conserve plants long-term as a kind of insurance policy against extinction or loss in the wild.
That insurance policy is held in freezers at the Botanic Garden and other facilities across the globe where more of some species exist than in the wild.
And the hope is that we can address the threats that drove them to extinction in the wild and get those plants back where they belong.
Some of the endowment will also be used to train new scientists working in conservation. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are urging residents in the West Rogers Park neighborhood to be on the alert after a series of break-ins over the last month.
Police say five different garage burglaries occurred within a week of each other throughout the month of May. The incidents took place at North Hamilton, West Highland, North Levitt, and North Hoyne in the morning, afternoon, and late in the evening, according to police. In the incidents, the burglar gained entry into residential garages and took property. To avoid being a victim of these burglaries, police are suggesting that residents keep the perimeter of their properties well lit and secure and repair any broken doors, windows, and locks. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chemists at Argonne National Laboratory in Lamont have developed a process to recycle certain plastics indefinitely. The Daily Herald reports the discovery could change the way people recycle containers, such as those used for milk or laundry detergents. Under the current process, they can only be recycled two or three times. But with the new redevelopment, scientists believe the material can be recycled many more times. The new process is similar to that already used in plastics most frequently used in water and beverage bottles, which can be repeatedly recycled.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.